Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Nettingham, and today being joined by the Perry Chamber Director, Lindsay Pasuti. And Lindsay, thank you so much for stopping in.
Hey, thank you.
You are absolutely welcome. Well, a week and a day out from Burr. Wow, that is absolutely crazy. How are you holding up?
So far, so good. It still feels a little unreal, but, you know, we keep chugging along with getting packets out and putting promotions out. So it's here whether we're ready or not, but I think we're ready. It's one of those things where it's like, am I forgetting something? Because everything's going so smoothly this year. But I have to remember that last year was just a little bit different and we had a lot of things going on. So naturally things felt a little bit more rushed than they actually were. So I'm just really excited that we have our 48th annual bike ride to Rippey. And, you know, it's such a great tradition for the community, the biking community, Perry, Rippey, all of the organizations that take part in various activities. And just one other way to put Perry and Rippey on the map. And it's just a fun event that we can say, you know, has become a tradition for thousands of riders over the years. So it's just really fun to carry on the tradition. It's a great fundraiser for the chamber. It's a great way to kick off the biking season for a lot of riders. We're just going to be coming off of the RagBri announcement that's coming up tomorrow at the Iowa Bike Expo. And so people just get excited about, you know, this is the kickoff, of the new season. So we have a lot of great support from all over the state, but all over the country as well. And so it's just exciting to be a part of that.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, you are not lying about that. And I know you wanted to talk about getting involved, you know, the registration process as we're coming up on the last week. Just maybe get some reminders out to the people.
Yeah, definitely. So yesterday was the cutoff for the pre-registration for packets to be mailed out. So now we're shifting to week of registration. So there's still plenty of time to register. If you're waiting on the weather forecast, that's fine. But you will have to pick up your registration packet at the Hotel Patti on the morning of the ride. So 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. we'll be at the Hotel Patti for packet pickup, for check-in, to get your wristbands if you've already registered, for merchandise sales. So it's a big opportunity for volunteers to get involved with that. And so, yeah, we just encourage people to register for the ride if they're planning on riding. Even if you're not planning on riding, you can still register. You can still get your t-shirt, be a part of the fun, be a part of the fundraiser. You can also do the support the ride donation just to kind of help keep things rolling. But there's other ways to get involved as well. So I mentioned volunteering. It takes a lot of individuals to help guide people in the right direction, help out with checkout, help out with day of registration, even hang out in Rippey and help out with the SAG wagon and information station. And so we'll have a couple opportunities yet before the ride for packet stuffing and all of that. We've got a sign up genius available. It's on our Facebook page right now, or just call the chamber or just show up sometime. You know, we will take your help anytime. And then the other way to get involved is just to show up day of, be a part of the fun. Everyone likes parades here in town. So, you know, we have the 4th of July and the lighted parade and the homecoming parade. So why not have a bike parade, right? Go. The group start is at 10 a.m. and we take off from Willis Avenue and 2nd Street intersection and then go downtown on 2nd Street before jaunting over to 3rd Street and then heading north out of town from there. So it would be so fun to have the streets lined on 2nd Street to cheer on the riders that come out to be a part of this tradition, regardless of the weather. We've never canceled this event. And so rain or shine, snow, colds, warm days, you know, whatever it is going to be, we know that people will come out for it regardless.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, it's going to be a great event. And then, you know, real quick before we move on from that, I know the 2025 Burr shirts are in. They look pretty great. So, I mean, that's just a reason to do it too.
Yeah. And I mean, that's another way to get involved. You can just buy the t-shirt. You're supporting the ride that way and being involved with the ride. If you volunteer, you get a little discount on the price of the shirt. So that would be an opportunity as well. So stop into the chamber office, sign up to volunteer, register for the ride, or just buy a t-shirt.
Absolutely. Plenty of ways you can do that. Again, speaking here with the Perry Chamber Director, Lindsay Pasuti. And now, Lindsay, of course, then the next week is your chocolate walk. And I know you've already talked about this, but you have some new information that you'd like to share.
Yes, that's right. So we were originally going to hold off on having tickets available for sale in person. We had a new business that kind of was wanting to hold out just a little bit in unveiling their new name, but they've given us the go ahead. And so we have tickets printed and distributed out to participating businesses. And so it's time to start selling tickets for the annual chocolate walk. So just another fun event for the community, a way to get out and about, see what's new in our area businesses. we just counted before going on that we've got 5 new businesses. I, you know, was like, oh, we've got 3. No, we have 5. Right. 5 new businesses participating on the Chocolate Walk, 20 total. So it's just a great way to stop in and check them out, see what's new. You buy a ticket, and that is your passport to then get free chocolate at each location. Not as much as you want, just one piece, but it's just a fun way because maybe it's a shop that you've never even heard of, or you've never been in, or it's been a while. This is kind of your ticket, your passport in, and you will hopefully be looking around and shopping while you're there as well. But we normally get, you know, 150 up to 200 participants, and so it's hard to prepare without knowing, so that's why ticket sales ahead of time is so nice. So we do have an online option with a slight discount before February 1st. And then now that those tickets are available in person, you can make a plan to attend, and that helps us prepare as well.
Awesome. Well, I can't wait to hear more. We'll go through a little bit more next week because, again, you know, we'll just
Let's get through birth first, right?
Absolutely. I was just going to say the same thing. So, well, thank you for detailing that. And then, of course, like you always say, there's plenty to do in the Perry community. So what are some of the things going on here?
Just some fun things going on. The Friday Night Pickleball Picklers Club is going back on, so that's something fun to check out on Friday nights. I'm really excited about this Sunday. The Perry Fine Arts is having the Weary Ramblers perform at the Perry Performing Arts Center. It's free at 2 p.m. Chad Elliott just got inducted into the Iowa Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So it's just like, these are really great performers, and it's going to be a great performance at the PAC. So excited about that. Sip and Shop coming up, mobile food pantries every month, just different things. So check it out.
Absolutely. That sounds like a great joy. Again, we've been speaking here with the Perry Chamber Director, Lindsay Pasuti. Lindsay, really, thank you so much. Remember to register for BRRRR. That's coming up next Saturday, February 1st. We'll give one more reminder next week because you could still register day of. And then after that, Chocolate Walk. And I mean, man, I don't know. There's just a lot going on.
There's always something going on. But that's what keeps us on our toes and having fun. And it's great for the community.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for stopping in, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.
You are absolutely welcome. That's part of our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.